This is Family Matters, the radio programme for today's parents that looks at everything to do with the modern family. This morning I'll be chatting with Carmen Davis, who believes that the order of children's birth affects their whole lives. Carmen, what are these effects?
Well, research now seems to show that a child's personality, relationships with others, and much of their future life are all influenced by whether they are the firstborn in the family, middle children, or the youngest.
Or whether they have no brothers or sisters at all, like me.
Yes. As an only child, you're like an increasing number in this country.
Because families are becoming smaller all the time.
Right. A lot of women, especially single women, are nowadays having just one child. Even so, most families still have two or more.
Yes, I've got two girls and a boy.
So these are the families I've been studying. To begin with, the firstborn. They have no doubts or worries about how much their parents love them, and they like to keep things as they are. They usually respect authority, so they're quite obedient, and they expect others, particularly younger siblings, to respect them and to do what they tell them to do. They work hard at everything they do, including their studies.
I couldn't agree more. My elder daughter always does her homework and does it well, unlike her younger brother, who's just lazy.
Well, later children often have other ways of doing things. They don't want to be just like the eldest. That's why they are often rebels and original thinkers, so that when they grow up, they are the ones more likely to be, for example, political radicals or scientists with new ideas.
While the firstborn ones often become the traditional leaders and the bosses who prefer to be in charge.
Precisely. Mm. If you look at presidents, business leaders and army generals, for instance, you find a lot of them were firstborn. Whereas radical thinkers like Charles Darwin or Karl Marx were later born.
And does the gap in ages between children make a lot of difference to how much their birth order affects them?
Yes, it does. There is enormous rivalry between children when there is only 18 to 27 months difference in age. But when it's 5 years or more, it's much less strong. If there's a really big age difference, say 18 years, the relationship may be more like that of parents and children, rather than brothers and sisters, so it has much less effect on their characters.
But whether the age difference is large or small, it always stays the same. I suppose there's nothing parents can do about the differences in personality that it causes, either.
Well, actually, there are some things. Birth order only accounts for about 30 to 40% of personality, so you should make sure every child has the same chance to develop in his or her own way. They're all individuals. And never, ever say things like, your big brother always does well at school, so why don't you?